This is Chris from Talking Heads, and you're listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM Stereo.
Stardate March 14th, the ultimate speed limit. Stay with us.
Stardate is presented every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSB. Stony Brook.
Stardate March the 14th. Nothing can travel faster than light. The speed of light, 186,000 miles per second, is an absolute barrier that can't be crossed. Albert Einstein discovered this cosmic speed limit in his famous theory of relativity. According to relativity theory, strange things happen aboard a spaceship trying to reach the speed of light. As the ship accelerates, clocks inside it begin to slow down. The ship gets shorter in the direction of its motion, and as it shrinks, it gets heavier. This last property by itself forbids faster-than-light travel. As the ship travels faster, moving ever nearer the speed of light, it continues to get heavier and heavier. This means that more force is needed to keep the ship accelerating. It travels faster and faster. It gets heavier and heavier. More and more force is required, until finally it's traveling just a hair's breadth slower than light. The trick is that there isn't enough force in the universe to accelerate the ship up to the sought-after speed. To do it would require infinite force, because at the speed of light, the ship would be infinitely heavy. Although relativity theory forbids objects accelerating up to the speed of light, it doesn't forbid objects that start out moving faster than the speed of light. These hypothetical objects have even been given a name. They're called tachyons, and we'll tell you more about them tomorrow. That's Stardate for this 14th day of March. Our program's written by Deborah Bird and produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory. If you'd like some information on how to order a sky calendar and star chart, please write us at the UT McDonald Observatory, Austin, Texas, zip 78712. We'll send you information. Thank you for being with me. I'm Joel Block.
March 14th, working as fast as lightning. Well, today we're going to tell you about how you can make time with your blind date. Now, remember, some dates won't take too kindly to being taken advantage of so early on in the relationship, but with these pointers, you will see how to do just that. First off, a great line always breaks the ice. For instance, if your date is coughing, ask if you can rub anything on her chest. Next, take her somewhere very romantic. Not near a highway where cars and trucks are always shining their headlights on you. Try a lakeside. Saunter up to your date and ask if she'd like to go to bed. She'll get the hint and either punch you out or take you up on it. Lucky guy. Blind Date is written each and every week by our own Deborah Canary and is a production of the Burger King Observatory at the University of New York at Stony Brook, zip 11794. We welcome your card and letter. Thank you for your company. I'm H&R Block.
Well, good evening. I'm Eric Corley.
And I'm Mike Uhas.
And this is Radio Free Long Island,
where you never know what's going to happen next.
Oh, no one ever knows.
Eric Corley is back.
I'm glad to be back. I want to say that right now. I'm very happy to be back here. It was fun last week in Washington, D.C.
How come your microphone just went...
Oh, well, this microphone's broken.
Oh, okay.
As most things around here. It was nice out there on the street in Georgetown and outside the French restaurant and all that type of stuff. But it's good to be back.
How'd you like Blind Date for today?
Blind Date was very interesting, very informative, and I hope a lot of people out there took notes. Again, the address was mentioned. If people want to get further information or order a calendar and chart
blind and date spots,
that type of thing,
yes.
Feel free to write us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 4 minutes after 12, and what I would like to talk about for at least a little bit tonight. Since I was in Washington last week, Washington is a nice town. I'll say that it is a excuse me. It's not
your tongue in your cheek or something.
It's not a true city,
what
as New York is. It's just not the same. It's very nice, but it's not the same. And I just would like to say tonight that there is no place like New York at all. And I just would like to give a little tribute to New York, talk to some New Yorkers, and find out more about this great city. It's an amazing place to be. Washington, like I said, is interesting, but it's
on
New York.
Long Island. We're not in New York.
That's
city.
True, but New York is just to the west of us, and I think we owe it some credit.
Some recognition.
I find that most people have come from New York, one way or the other.
Not me.
I did. I came from Queens. I'm sure Bill Sienkiewicz came from somewhere.
Bronx.
He came from the Bronx.
Bronx.
Everybody came from somewhere in New York. We all owe something to New York, one way or the other. Taxes. Okay. If we're going to be cynical,
we're going to have to make this trinaural now.
Listen, I want to say some nice things about New York. Oh, I want to tell you something about what happened in Washington. Mm-hmm. I think this is hilarious. It's kind of tragic too, but it's really funny. Bill was there.
Is this the story you said that you were going to tell me that was so funny that I haven't heard yet?
Yes, this is that story, and no one else has heard it yet either.
Except this guy here.
He knows it. He was there.
Uh-huh.
So was Frank Burgert, our chief engineer. We were on the metro. We were on the metro.
Isn't that fun? I love riding the metro. It's great.
Are you going to let me tell this story?
No, I'm not.
We were on the metro. It was about midnight, about now, actually, and the metro stopped running at midnight in Washington, unlike the subways of New York, which are constantly running, which is another great thing about New York. So we caught the last train to, was it Metro Center or?
Metro Center.
It was, Metro Center is a central stop. I think this happened.
DuPont Circle
was the last stop on the line. And we
did you save your little tickets?
They wouldn't let us. They took them. But anyway, the machines.
Yeah, okay.
DuPont Circle, we got off. And we all got off the train, last stop, last train. We noticed this guy inside who has fallen asleep, like so many people do on New York subways. So some people run up to the window and knock on the window to wake him up. And he jumps, he gets up and gets his stuff together and walks towards the door. And just as he gets to the door, it closes. The lights go out and the train goes into the train yard for the entire night, I'm sure. It was very funny. I mean, we couldn't do anything about it. We would have liked to have helped them, but there was absolutely nothing we could do. The train just went off into the into the yards, and the guy was trapped. The lights were out. They weren't going to check the cars. They wouldn't turn the lights out if they were going to check them.
Mm-hmm.
The poor guy.
Is this supposed to be funny or something?
Well, it's not really funny. It's tragic, but it's so tragic that it is funny, I think.
I don't think so.
Well, all the people on the platform, and I'm sure the guy driving the train would think so if he knew. I'm sure even the guy who was trapped there in 20 years or so will think it was funny.
Why don't we find out who he is and call him up?
That is totally impossible.
Why?
We'll never see that guy again.
How do you know? Call up Washington Metro and ask him, say, can we have your latest figures on how many people were trapped in your trains last week?
See, that type of thing doesn't happen in New York because trains are always being used. And that's another thing that we owe to that city.
Yeah, that's why.
We never got... You know,
that's
stuck
right.
In a train
that's
yard.
True. They never stand still. That's why they never
they do
get
stand
any
still. They stand still between stations all the time, but you don't feel you're going to be trapped for an entire night in a train yard. It just doesn't happen.
Oh.
It's New York.
I was never...
It's a city I love, and I just wanted to say that.
And this is WUSB Stony Brook?
In Stony Brook.
Okay. We're back again, and of course you're listening to WBAI in New York, and this program is Labrys. My name is Hafsa Selassie, and we're speaking with Baba, or maybe Ras Baba.
Can I give a message? Hello?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, let's have some music now, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
You're right.
We'll be right back. It's spring and it's time to sing. Never mind the little birdie's wing. Look out, look out, for New York. New York's coming at New York strong. Hey! Stop! Stop one! Stop! Let's run! Get out your money and feel it flat. Folks, folks, pay the cab. Drive in church, drive in bank. Drive down to the air tank. Begin the sight, feel the green. See New York when an office tree. It can't be found. Star big park. Don't expect it after dark. No!
Down on the
Okay.
Well, wasn't that fun?
We're back again.
Are we really?
And this...
Are we on the air?
It's not WBAI, this is WUSB.
Stony Brook.
Contrary to that song. We heard two songs from Sandinista, the new Clash album.
Lightning Strikes and...
Up in Heaven. A couple of songs dealing with tenements and cities. The city of New York, for one thing, which is sort of what we're talking about now. Interesting. And we have some people we want to call up. Is that
true? Yeah, that's true. Now,
okay, well, let me...
Eric's going to be dialing.
I'm sorry.
You said you wanted me to talk, so we didn't hear the dial tone.
Oh, well, we heard the dial tone for a second. I'm very sorry about that.
You go dialing.
I'll go dial.
I'll make up some gibberish to tell these people. Now, Eric's going to dial. He's on this New York City kick. He's been in Washington, D.C., and... He's really glad to be home, even though he really doesn't live in New York City. He's calling up some folks in New York City to hear their opinion on the state of the world in general.
Well, here they are. We're calling a bagel shop in New York. Open 24 hours a day. And these people are New Yorkers, native New Yorkers. And we just want to know what it is they like about New York. What is their favorite thing?
Sounds silly to me.
Morning, HNA, what's
that? Good evening. We're calling from Radio Free Long Island, a radio program out in Stony Brook, New York. And we're calling you because we feel you're a typical New Yorker, and we'd just like to find out what it is you like most about New York City.
What a morning.
Well, it's hard to think about it right away. Now he's telling the whole family that the radio station is calling.
He's probably going to say WNBC and try to win $66 or something. But this is WUSB.
Hello.
Where you can win $90.1.
Well, we're causing confusion in a bagel shop in New York. We know that much.
No, you can't win $90.1 here, so don't call up.
Sometimes you can win 90.1 records. Not very often, though. Like once a year.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen to what they're saying.
I don't think we can make out what they're saying.
Sounds like a Billy Joel record.
Sounds like Billy Joel's in there. Well, they left the phone off the hook. I don't know what they... Are they having a conference or...
Could be. Could well be.
It's hard. It's hard to say what is the one thing you like about New York City. I wouldn't be able to answer that question. Maybe I shouldn't ask that. Can you think of something better to ask these people about New York?
Well, I can't come up with an answer to that.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I help you?
Who's speaking?
We're calling from Radio Free Long Island. We're a radio program. Yes.
Who do you want to speak to?
Well, we want to speak to anyone there who's grown up in New York City. You're on the air right now, and we just want to find... Excuse me?
HNH.
What did you say?
I don't know. Could you say that again, please? Hello? Are you there? Hello?
I think we've been hung up on.
Could be.
Interesting. Wow, that tells you something about New Yorkers anyway.
Well, let's just make a note not to get our bagels from that place.
Okay, well, we can't see what place it is on the air. All right, maybe a bagel shop isn't the ideal place to find out about New York.
Can you think of anything better?
Well,
why don't we call some radio station in Alaska or something?
Well, we might get to something crazy like that as the night progresses. I would like to find out, though, from some New Yorkers what's on their minds tonight.
Let's call up some regular baker. They stay up all night.
Baker?
Let's see. Who is it who stays up all night? Now, there's whores and burglars. They stay up all night.
Well, that's true, but they don't have any phone numbers. So,
that's true. They're not listed.
On a regular basis, anyway. Well, just flipping through the yellow pages here, we'll see who's open 24 hours a day. A lot of New York, that's another thing.
Oh, I got an idea.
It's always open 24 hours a day.
It's called a taxi service.
Taxi service would be very,
At midnight?
I think so.
Call them up anyway.
Do you want to talk to them?
No. You're sitting in the chair to do all the talking.
I'll gladly switch.
Okay.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Billy, why don't you take us through for a minute?
Down to reality.
Okay, I'll just hold over here. Okay, and I'll move over here.
Okay, now I'm over here. I don't like this chair.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, this is lots of fun. Okay, now you find you want to talk to a taxi person? That's fine with me.
Thinking of either a taxi or a parking lot.
I think my mic's too loud. Could that be a possibility? Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Taxis.
I think a taxi service, they're very busy all the time. I mean, you always see taxis on New York City streets, which is another thing about New York. Those yellow taxis, you don't see them anywhere else. You see the most ridiculous colors in other cities, green and white and blue and
purple. What color
were
they in Washington?
They were all different colors. That's the whole thing. They had these little white things on top of them instead of the traditional New York City taxi things with the numbers on them. I don't even know what those numbers mean. I don't care. I don't care what the numbers mean. It's I'm way too loud. Yeah.
No, that's the other.
Oh, that's my line. Okay. It's just one of those things in New York that you grow accustomed to, and you learn to love it.
So, well,
and when you don't see it anywhere else, you realize how much it means to you. Can't you find anything a taxi? How hard could it be to find a taxi?
I don't want to do a taxi now. You
know? Oh, you don't want to do a taxi now.
I don't
scared you away from that.
Okay,
we'll find something that you feel comfortable calling.
A radio station.
There are no radio stations in the Yellow Pages.
I'll bet you there are. I'll wager you that there's radio stations.
Okay, maybe there are, but find something else. We'll call radio stations later.
Auctioneers.
Auctioneers?
Radio.
I don't think so.
Radio stations and broadcasting companies. D.
What's a D stand for?
Well, can you come up with any?
Give me the book.
Steal the book.
I'll find something in 2 seconds. There are a lot of things that are open at this time of night. Moving in storage, no. Stonecrest Memorials. Farm and garden, we deliver. Open 7 days a week, doesn't say 24 hours a day, so I don't think they're open now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, moving right along.
See, now, he is coming up with the same predicament.
Oh, no, I was just reading something. I'm sorry.
You're not supposed to read the
end. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was very interesting. Yeah. I'll show it to you later.
Show it to me later. What is it, a nude
funeral room? Homes, no.
I had the weirdest dream last night.
Oh, well, I've got... Oh, well, we can talk
funeral
about
homes.
I think a perfect place to call would be a hotel.
Okay.
Hotels are always open, and they certainly see enough of New York. Okay.
Yeah,
how about
be.
The, Okay, the Times Square Motor Hotel.
The Times Square Motor Hotel.
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't give names like that, but we won't tell you where it is.
I'll bet you it's in Times Square.
we don't have to say that. And here's the number.
You want me to do the dialing?
Yeah, you did the dialing.
Now let's call somebody else.
I found that number. I think you should call them.
Okay, and you're going to do the talking. I'll put this over here by you. Okay.
Well, do you see someone you want to do the talking with?
No.
Okay, then I'll do the talking. I have no qualms about doing the talking.
Now, where did you find this number?
It was...
Oh, right there, okay.
Right there.
Hourly rates.
Oh, come on.
Children under 14 at no extra charge. Ooh. Okay. Let's see. I'm taking a Greyhound. You say something.
I'm listening to Mark Almond here.
Was that who that is?
New York State of Mind. Before that, by Billy Joel. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Oh, really?
We could turn down the music a little bit. Good evening. We're calling from Radio Free Long Island. We're a live radio talk show coming out of Stony Brook, New York. And you're on the air right now. We're calling New Yorkers. And we'd like to find out what it is that you like best about New York City.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, boy. Hello?
Yes, sir?
Did you hear what we just said to you?
No, I can't hear you. Can you repeat it again?
Yes, I can't say that.
We are calling from radio station WUSB. The program's called Radio Free Long Island, and we'd just like your opinion on New York City.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What kind of opinion you want from me, sir?
Well,
what kind of opinion you want?
Well, what do you like about New York City?
Huh?
What do you like about New York City?
Well, I like because I work here in New York.
How long have you lived in New York?
How long have I been there in New York?
Right.
About 4 years.
4 years. And where did you come from?
Huh?
Where did you come from?
Where did I come from?
Yeah.
Where I come from, you know, far from here.
Pardon me, sir?
Hmm?
Where did you come from?
Where did I come from?
Where?
I'm from Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Oh.
Saudi Arabia, huh?
And what brings you to New York, just to work in a hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very noble.
Noble?
Yes.
No.
Do you like New York City?
Yeah, of course. That's why I'm here.
But what is it you like best about New York City?
Well, you know, anywhere where I can get a good job, you know, I can have, I love that city too much.
You think you can get a good job in New York City and not elsewhere?
Anywhere, you know, anywhere in the world.
Anyone in the world can get a good job in New York City?
Because it's in New York.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
To mention here, I'm going to give the, this last one.
Yeah.
How's business there tonight? Are you busy?
Oh, yeah, I'm busy, sir.
Really?
Well, we don't want to take up any more of your time. Well, we'd like to thank you for talking to us, and we wish you luck in New York.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
You shouldn't do that to people, Mike. They really get kind of confused. That is very interesting, calling somebody who came from Saudi Arabia 4 years ago. He really said Saudi Arabia?
He did. Well, I asked him. I wasn't sure.
He sounded Chinese to me. I don't think there's much of a Chinese population in Saudi Arabia. So he came to New York because he thought that...
I wonder if there's a Saudi... Jobs here.
Well, he found one.
He found one.
He's working in a hotel. And he seems to be happy for the last 4 years.
And they have a nice big ad in the Yellow Pages.
Wow, that's quite interesting.
Who's next?
Well, I'll leave that one up to you.
Let's call the New York City Department of Parks and Recreation.
I don't think they're open, though.
Let's try them anyway.
I really doubt it.
Let's see. Well, let's call the Maritime Museum. Wait a minute.
Why would a museum be open?
Wait a minute. They give
at 5:29 on a Friday night. People are tuned to 90.1 FM.
Security guards, yeah.
Security guards?
Yeah, say something.
Well, we talked to a security guard a couple of weeks ago in Nicaragua. We talked to him. We talked all about the Sandinista Revolution. It was enlightening, I'll say that. He wasn't really a security guard. I'll give him credit. He was a Marine, but he was also the chief security guard.
You're going to end up paying about $12 for that call, at least.
Well, I think it was worth it. Well, I talked to him for a good 10 minutes. What's the matter? Oh.
Nothing's the matter.
You hung up the phone, but I realized you did that to bring the speaker.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is this the Maritime Museum?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from Radio Free Long Island. We're a program, a radio talk show on WUSB from Stony Brook, New York. And we're just we're calling up people at random, and we picked your number out, and we wanted to know your opinions on New York City.
On New York City?
Right. We've just been calling people around New York.
My opinion on New York City.
Right. Do you like it? What do you like? What don't you like? That kind of thing.
Sure. Let's see. Sure, I like the city. Let's see. Magnitude of the city? Nightlife. A lot of nightlife.
Yeah?
Museums. Plenty of places to go during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing. You tell me.
Well, no. I called you to get your opinion. How long have you lived in New York?
Well... Let's just say right now I'm working here, you know, so let's say 2 years,
mm-hmm.
A little over 2 years.
Uh-huh. Where were you before you came to New York City?
Rosedale.
Really?
Yeah.
So you are a Long Islander then?
Yeah.
And now, do you live in New York City now?
Mainly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Interesting.
Have you been to other cities?
Well, I've been to Rochester, Buffalo, Albany State,
and... Do they compare to New York City at all?
Not really. I haven't seen Buffalo much, but no. Oh, I've been to San Francisco, yeah. They say that's supposed to be pretty similar.
That's probably the closest we'll find in this
country. Right, right. Other than that, you know.
So would you say you're happy in New York City?
Am I happy?
Yeah. With the city in general.
Yeah, I'm not happy with anything. Okay, yeah. I have to go.
Listen, are you a guard there or something, or... or
would you see, I'll see you. Take care.
Okay,
okay,
bye-bye.
Good luck.
Right.
I think he got kind of air shy.
Yeah, it could be. That happens
suddenly. Delayed air shyness.
Did you ever happen to just, like, be talking on the radio and all of a sudden
you can't finish and say anything else and just sort of, like, freeze and stay there with a stupid look on your face? I've got...
Too bad this isn't a video.
I've got something here that I think would be kind of interesting. It's a locksmith service. They have a 24-hour number, believe it or not, in case you suddenly need a lock.
No, in case you suddenly need to break into your own house with your keys in.
Do they come over to your house and
with
a key to your house?
That's exactly what they do.
That's interesting. I'd like to know how they do that.
Let's call them up.
Okay. Well, let me give you
a Would
number.
You open a door? It's very
specific. Okay, I'll go open the door.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, I can feel the fresh air already. Okay, anyone at a... Or which what you would... which one did you pick out?
This one over here.
Okay.
Oh, door slipped. Hold on, let me open that again. Why don't we just leave it closed?
I don't know about you, Eric.
We have to fix that door.
Okay.
Locksmith.
You're going to talk to this...
Did you find another fabulous New York tune?
Charles Locksmith, good morning.
Good morning. We're calling from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York. And we're calling numbers in New York at random to find out what people like about New York City. And we're hoping you could tell us something.
Hey, you're calling Charles Locksmith. This is their answering service.
Okay, are you in New York City now?
Yes.
Okay, then you qualify as a New Yorker.
I guess so.
Could you tell us some things that you like about New York City or don't like?
I like about New York. Everything's here.
Everything?
Everything.
And how long have you lived in New York?
My whole life.
Really? Oh, boy.
What borough?
Manhattan.
Wow, that's about as true a New Yorker as you can get.
Uh-huh.
Have you been to other cities?
A few, yeah.
Have any of them even come close to New York?
No. This is it.
I rest my case.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm glad we found somebody who likes New York.
You found people that don't like New York?
Yeah. Nobody really said they didn't like New York.
Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Stony Brook, which is out on the island.
Uh-huh.
The Isle of Long.
And incidentally, as long as we have a native New Yorker on the phone, what are your feelings on Long Island?
Fine. It's all part of New York. I know there's a lot of rivalry between, the five boroughs.
Uh-huh.
And upstate New York, Long Island, you know, different places. But it's all New York. But New York City, of course, is the hub.
Yeah. Well, do you have any bad things to say about New York?
I guess like a lot of other big cities, you know, crime, pollution.
Uh-huh.
The trains.
Uh-huh.
The lack of trains.
Right. I use the buses. I don't go on the train.
Oh, well, that certainly sounds safe.
Only as a necessity.
What's your favorite part of town?
I guess where I live, Yorkville.
Do you like Central Park?
Yeah.
Do you go there a lot?
No.
Oh.
How about the village?
I've only been to the village 2 or 3 times my whole life, so I'm ashamed to say.
Oh.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Sure.
So you must have a telephone call.
Well, people do call locksmiths for real reasons, I guess.
Well, it's an answering service then again.
Oh, it could be a lot of things.
That's true.
Interesting. I think most of the people that we've talked to have found New York a very nice place to live. And I can't say I'm surprised in the least. Are you?
We should call some people on Long Island and see how they feel about it.
Hello, you still there?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
That's what happens when you work nights, eh?
Right, I work for an answering service.
Right. How long have you been doing answering?
4 years.
4 years?
4 years at this place.
Uh-huh.
10 altogether.
Oh, boy. So it pays the rent, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Is this a college
state? Course, of course.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, Stony Brook, yeah.
Commercial radio would not do things like this.
Commercial radio would never attempt something like this. But can you blame them?
I'm listening to radio now, anyway.
Are you listening to a commercial radio station?
Larry King Show, yeah. WMCA.
Oh, yeah. Larry
wow.
King, yeah.
That's a talk show anyway, I guess. Yeah. Which is kind of similar.
TV tonight. Uh-huh. It was interesting.
Well, what are your hours that you work there at that...
Well, okay.
Oh, boy. Isn't that kind of rough? I mean, what is your social life? How does that revolve around?
I only work the 2 days a week, number one.
Oh.
And number two, this is normal for me.
Uh-huh.
I think people at work 9 to 5 are weird.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think they're weird.
I definitely agree with you.
You're one of them, Mike.
Right.
I know.
I'd much rather work these hours.
Yeah, isn't it? Because you get to do so many things that normal people can't do during the day.
And when I go home in the morning, the rest of the world is running around to work and school when I'm finished.
And you're relaxed.
Right. And if it's a rainy day, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
You know, it's great for sleeping and everything.
Wow. But you only work the 2 days a week there, huh?
Right, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be that transitional period where you're...
Yeah, like tomorrow night will be rough.
Uh-huh.
Because I've already slept, and then I have to go to bed again. So Saturday night is a bad night. It's getting back on another cycle again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I work about 9 to 5, basically, and it's rough. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
I just would love working the hours you do. I once worked security, and that was fun.
Yeah, I like it.
Late at night.
But everybody thinks it's like a punishment, you know?
Oh, no, not me.
Oh, how come you have to work those hours? Like, you must work these hours. But in a lot of places, they're, you know, premium hours. People want to work them.
Well, in a city like New York, New York is a 24-hour town.
Right. It's a great place to work these hours.
Have you ever been in another city that is close to that?
Excuse me?
Have you ever been in another city that is open all the time, like New York is?
I don't think so. Hold on a second.
Sure. Well, while she put us on hold, let me go answer the phone, too.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Here.
Yeah, well, we are, too. Well, and now, while you put us on hold, the other guy here just went to answer the phone here.
Uh-huh. How many are there of you there?
It's a dial
tone. It's just two of us here now. And he just came back because he got a dial tone. Are you sure you're not calling us?
No. But you're calling one of our subscribers, which is Charles Luxton.
Yeah, yeah. And
I laughed when you said Stony Brook because I know there's no way he was going to go off there. And Friday and Saturday nights are pretty busy nights. You know, people lose their keys and... all kinds of things. They get locked out of their apartments.
He really makes house calls and saves people like that?
He does, but he doesn't go too far out of the
Yeah, I could understand that.
Neighborhood, you know. Mm-hmm. So I knew he wasn't going to go to Stony.
How many different places do you have to answer for?
Oh, God, that's 700.
Whoa, boy.
Right. 700 at once?
More 9 to 5, you know, so I don't have to answer them. Doctors.
That's amazing.
A lot of celebrities, different people.
Really? Can you tell us who some of the celebrities
that
are?
That wouldn't be nice.
No, it wouldn't.
I'd love to, but...
Uh-huh.
You can give us initials. And syllables.
Doubt if he would be listening to this.
He.
A famous comedian.
A famous comedian.
He. Hold on a second.
Sure. Well, let's think about this. This could be interesting. A famous comedian.
Who lives in New York.
What should we ask her?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Woody Allen.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes.
Did you guess?
Woody Allen.
Can you hear the initials I said?
Oh, I didn't hear them.
D-B.
D-B?
D as in dog?
Right.
And B as in boy?
Right.
D-B.
D-B. David Brenner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good, Mike. I was going to say Daniel Boone or something stupid like that, but you got it right on the head.
Yeah, well, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
You won't get in trouble for telling us that, will you?
Oh, I don't know.
So when someone wants to call David Brenner, you're the person to speak to, huh?
How about that?
Sure. You see how you find out things like this?
This is really nice. You know, operators can be so helpful.
She's not an operator. She's an answerer.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Okay, well,
okay.
Thank you. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Did it again, Mike. It's amazing.
One. Got another one.
Okay, I think we've pretty much talked to enough New Yorkers. Unless there's someone else you want to talk to.
Let's call up a towing service.
A towing service? Mm-hmm. They might be kind of nasty, but if you want to talk to them, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll find a New York song.
Okay. All right. Well, before you go, just because I don't want the dial tone going over the air, you know.
No, there's no point of the dial tone going over the air. That's true. What's a good New York song? One that would just wrap up the
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. Singing in the shower. I'll be right back.
Okay. Bye. Well, they answered, advertised emergency towing any day, any time, but they didn't answer. So, oh boy, the phones are lighting up here. Oh boy, isn't that fun? Well, now, Eric's in the back. He's getting a New York song. I don't know if any idea of what he's getting. But, where's the Suffolk telephone book? I want to call up some people and see what they feel about being in Suffolk County. But of course not, no. This radio station has to have a New York telephone book. Can it have a Suffolk telephone book? Of course not. It's too logical. We're in Suffolk County, not New York, but we have three Manhattan telephone books. We have the Manhattan White Pages, we have the Manhattan Consumer Yellow Pages, and we have the Manhattan Business-to-Business Yellow Pages. Now, if that doesn't beat all, would somebody please, please donate a Suffolk telephone book to this radio station? Oh, I'm sorry. And here I am. I'm caught again without anything to say. Oh, boy. Well, hey, today is the 14th, right? Yesterday was Friday the 13th. I had this really weird dream yesterday morning. I couldn't believe it. It was really very weird. And here comes Eric again. Eric's coming back into the studio.
Ah.
Made it back.
Well, I have to...
Shut that door. Thank you.
Excuse me.
No, I have to go.
I have to admit that I found a song that's kind of... Where are you going?
I just got to do something. I'll be right back.
Just has to do something. I think he's getting even with me. I found a song. It might be a little bit... This tune captures New York in a very sort of subtle way. Well, Mike, are we going to call somebody... Somebody else from... Oh, there you are. Are we going to call somebody else from... in New York?
What am I supposed to play on here?
I'll do that. Don't worry. You...
Ow. No, I don't want to play... I want to call somebody up in Suffolk County. But, of course, you don't want to do that.
Oh, no.
What's
the last one.
The last song. Okay.
So you don't want to call anyone else. I think we've pretty much gotten across the idea that New York is a unique town.
Real swinging town, you know?
I wish I was there now, actually. You know, I said I wish I was here. I still wish I was there, too.
But you're here. In a little while, we're going to play a song about faraway Scotland.
Faraway Scotland?
Yeah.
What is in Scotland?
Well, it's a song. There's a song on this very album from about Scotland.
Well, that's good enough for me, I guess.
Well, that's
but this isn't what we're going to do now.
No, why don't you tell them what we're going to do now?
We're going to hear a song about New York.
Okay.
Exactly. Comes from Walter Zwall off his first LP, New York City. Here's John Lennon.
Standing on the corner to see if your water will be waiting for the ferry tonight. I saw the man with the switch on in his hand.
some songs about New York City here on Radio Free Long Island. That came from a local musician.
Very local.
One of our first people to be featured on Long Island Bandstand. New York City comes from Gary Saint. And before that, John Lennon, New York City. New York City from Walter Zwall. And all sorts of other things. Of course, Shattered from the Rolling Stones.
Of course.
A song about New York. A lot of the songs in that album are about New York. I guess we've pretty much paid homage to that city. I think we've
homage
done just
homage?
About enough. I hope you're satisfied, Mike. You're the one who wanted to do this.
Oh. Blame it on me, why don't you? Oh, why don't we just say that we are WUSB
in Stony Brook.
Mm-hmm. And you're listening to Radio Free
Long Island.
We invite your card and letter. No, I'm serious. Before there was a little contest, the Improve the Eric Corley Social Life contest.
I don't want to talk about that now,
okay.
And I don't think you should either.
Okay. No, actually, if you have any comments on the program, why, feel free to send it to Radio Free Long Island.
Listen,
WUSB, State University of New York at Stony Brook. Our zip is 11794.
Very good. Now, there's something that we've been kind of avoiding. I guess, you know, if people listened last week, they might have... I wasn't here, so I didn't hear exactly what happened. And
so you're going to hear it now.
Yeah, now...
It was pretty tragic.
Regarding Sidney Schreiber, during the week we've been trying to find out information, well, sort of trying to find out information about what happened to him.
Yeah, Sidney Schreiber was kidnapped last week.
Apparently. I don't understand really how he managed to do that.
I have the tape here, which I'm going to play. Well, why don't we play it now? Yeah,
but he's gotten himself beaten up. He's gotten thrown into the water. He's all sorts of things have happened to this guy. Who would want to kidnap him? I mean, it just I don't understand it. But what happened that night? He was talking to someone where? In Port Jefferson?
Yes.
He talked to two people.
I have it on tape. We taped his last interview.
His last interview?
Well, I don't know if it'll be his last or what.
Maybe it will be.
Let's listen to it.
Okay.
Good evening. Well, thank you. You're lashed.
He's on the back now.
It looks as if you were expecting me.
Of course I've been expecting you, you dummy.
This was
I've been waiting
last
here
week.
2 hours.
Well, I guess our fame is spreading. It had to happen sooner or later.
That wry sense of humor.
Look, I don't know what you're mumbling about, but let's
just
get
this guy
a little closer to the
boat
so I can hand you this stuff.
Yeah, I must have been dealing some sort of illicit substances.
Don't talk so loud. You don't want to get the whole town over here, do you?
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, my
goodness. Lots of people to talk with.
Will you stop acting stupid and start helping?
I don't know. He's not acting. He's not acting, mister.
Let me see that for... Oh, wow, you're right. This weighs a ton.
Well, it should.
This weighs a ton.
It's the best stuff there is.
But what is it?
What is it with you? Do you get your kicks out of acting like a moron or what?
He's paid for it. He's paid for it.
I don't understand what you mean.
This guy definitely hit the nail on the head.
What the hell's your name?
I'm Sidney Schreiber, and I'm here for Radio Free Long Island.
Oh, my God.
Get us into it.
I thought you were,
is there anything you'd like to say to our audience?
What? I'm on the radio? Are you crazy?
No, I'm Sidney Schreiber.
See, that's his wry sense of humor again.
Oh, wonderful.
You're going to take a little boat ride.
Actually, I prefer mine the whole week.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
This way, wait a minute. That's very... Okay, now, he decided...
Put that lever down.
He decided at that moment that he wants to take Sidney into the boat with him. I don't...
Audience?
Okay, so...
What? I'm on the radio? Are you crazy?
I know he was on the radio.
No, I'm Sidney Schreiber.
Stupid joke.
Well, whoever you are, you're going to take a little boat ride.
Uh-huh.
Get in here.
See?
Hey,
that's what I thought
think
he said.
Doing?
Now you can hear the boat starting
up. Get in the boat. Now.
Sounds like a little motorboat.
Well, boat ride is always
good special
fun,
effect.
Even if
listen
it is a little cold.
And give me that thing. Can they hear me?
Yes, they can hear you.
All right, now then, listen. If you want to see this bozo alive again, you'll do what I say. I'll be in touch. Let's get out of here.
You know, this guy was in touch.
I was saying goodbye for now. I don't know what's going to happen next.
So he just went off into the Long Island Sound. Is that the way it went?
Yeah.
I can't believe... Well, I mean, I can believe it, I guess, because he's done things like that before. But, I don't know. Have we heard anything about...
Yes. Were you listening to your show on Tuesday night?
Well, I wasn't at my show Tuesday night.
Were you listening to
it? No, I wasn't. I was...
Frank was doing a show, and the alleged kidnapper called up.
Oh, really?
And he said he'd be giving us details today of what happened.
What, on this show?
On this show.
Oh, maybe that'll come in a little later on. All right, well, we'll look forward to that, I guess, as it comes in.
Yeah.
Well, Sidney Schreiber, I don't know if he's out there listening or anything, but...
I don't know.
It doesn't seem the same without him.
It doesn't. We can't really go to a live report from him. I really feel... I feel so much, you know, like he is... I just get the feeling that he's way, way far away.
Really?
Yeah.
You really think so?
Uh-huh. I don't know. It's just my karma. I don't know.
I mean, like, across an ocean, maybe?
Could be.
Oh boy. Boy, we should get 2 pizzas tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to order the pizzas.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that. Did you do that last week when I wasn't here?
No, I didn't order one.
I had a pizza down there, and I was thinking of you when I had it.
How was the Washington pizza?
They have places in Washington that say New York-style pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And even it doesn't even look like a New York pizza when it comes out. It's all squashed up and bunched. It looks ridiculous.
That's what we usually get here.
But the point is, the people in Washington are used to that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know any better.
I remember we were down in Washington. I was with a bunch of people. Oh, about 100 people or so. We went down on a little trip.
Trying to change the world again or something?
That's what we did.
Oh.
We changed Washington. Did you guys write... obscene language on the backside of lampshades on your tables?
We just kept our doors open in hotel rooms. It's a long story.
Okay.
So we almost got arrested for it, too.
By the staff sergeant there.
A staff sergeant, yes.
I heard all about him.
That was funny.
I bet it was. But anyway, we were down in Washington, and we ordered pizzas for some unbeknownst to me reason. And they had to make a whole bunch of pizzas to feed at least 100 people.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't believe it. When they came back, they were like, ugh, terrible. And there were so many of them, they didn't get cooked thoroughly. You know,
uh-huh.
So they were throwing them out the fourth, the eighth-story windows onto the street below.
But did you find that most of them landed face up or face down?
Yeah, they were face up. Because they flew just like flying discs.
Oh, were they hard?
Although I can't say Frisbee because that's a brand name.
Right, you shouldn't say Frisbee. When you threw them, I assume you tucked them under your arm like you do with a flying saucer or whatever.
We really couldn't tuck them under our arms for fear of tomatoing up our shoulders.
Well, you had to throw them in some way. You can't just drop...
we had to fling them, of course.
Okay.
But they didn't, you know, the backhand stroke didn't go all the way underneath your arm.
I understand. That's been quite a sight.
It was a sight. There was pizzas all over the place.
Beautiful.
People coming along in their cars going...
And that's how you change Washington.
Well, we
place pizzas all over the streets.
Yes.
Very interesting.
What's up next?
Well, let's see. We have quite a few things coming up in the next hour, I understand. You want to play that song about Scotland, though, don't you?
Well, it's about the Scotsman, yeah.
A Scotsman? A Scotsman on a horse?
No, in a kilt.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. This is for the kids.
I wonder if most Scotsmen still walk around in kilts.
I don't. I'll
have to go over there and figure that out.
I work for one.
You work for a Scotsman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work for one, and I've never seen him in a kilt. I could just...
Well, maybe if you get to know him better, it'll...
But he's quitting, though.
Oh,
this week is
you better grab the opportunity. You may never have it again.
That's not all we can grab.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair. And one could tell by how he walked that he drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet. And he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddle io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddle io. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman, quiet as could be. Lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. And there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddle io. Was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, we must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding did a little addio, ring da dilly io. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you one first prize. Ring, ding, ding, little radio, ring, ding, ding, radio. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you one first
tips on health and safety.
Now, even though it's supposed to be a real kick, don't go sticking your head in a plastic bag with an aerosol can, then holding it upside down, spraying out only the gas and inhaling deeply. It could be dangerous.
If you're puttering around the kitchen, never grab a knife by the blade, or boy, will you make some mess. Always grab the handle.
And that goes for lawnmowers, too. Now, we've been hearing an awful lot about acupuncture these days, but you shouldn't go sticking Mom with pins and needles the next time she complains about her migraine. You could wind up with an awfully sore tushy.
All us Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts know about first aid and tourniquets and stuff, but if your buddy gets a cut on his forehead, don't go tying a tourniquet around his neck. His parents might get awfully sore at you.
Don't go taking a toaster into the bathtub with you just so you can have a snack while you bathe. It could be a shocking experience.
And if you're trying to make up a really neat household cleaning solution, never mix together ammonia, chlorine bleach, baking soda, borax, vinegar, and pufferfish toxin in the ratio of 17 to 3 to 5 to 24 to 1 to 857. It could form a potent nerve gas.
Now, it's really good to try and get back into shape, but don't chain yourself to the rear bumper of a moving car thinking that'll help you run at really high speed, cause boy, will your feet get sore.
If you've been eating sponges, don't drink too much water, cause your stomach might burst. So until next time, this is Spunky.
And Bunky, say, be careful what you eat, and don't play with blasting caps.
Oh, boy.
Isn't it great?
I learned so many things from Bunky and Spunky, it's amazing.
Phew.
Stomach's bursting and,
yeah, only
tying tourniquets around necks, boy.
Only if you eat sponges.
What will we be inspiring those little kiddies with?
I don't know. We also have some very interesting psychology readings from them.
Oh, psychology readings.
And we also have a poem.
Is this just a thing of psychology readings?
Yeah, from the book.
Oh, I was picturing like fortune telling or something like that. Psychology readings.
What is this record you gave me to play?
What record is that? Oh, this one.
Oh,
it sounds kind of Irish, actually.
It's medieval and renaissance, or renaissance sounds. Strange label. Destroy, Desto, or something like that.
Interesting.
It is. With a special world price of only $2.98. Oh, we're not supposed to...
You can't say that over
the
air.
We're not supposed to say prices. Take that back.
Okay. Well, now that's all taken care of. Well, I tell you that it's 15 minutes after 1 o'clock, and this is 16. Radio Free Long Island.
Yes.
He's Mike Uhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
No, you're Eric Corley. I think.
Last time you looked.
we've got some other things coming along.
What?
Shortly. Well, I don't know. This whole show is a surprise to me. I just sit here and things happen. People like to hear what happens to two people sitting in a control room somewhere in Stony Brook.
But where we'll never say.
True.
Now, can I do this from here or what?
I wouldn't try it. I think you'll be very sorry.
Think so, huh?
Yes, as Funky and Spunky would say.
I'm sorry.
I'll just listen to some medieval music for a little bit, and then we'll have something coming your way afterwards.
We'll have a poetry reading. Okay?
A poetry reading sounds fine to me.
And now, the Bunky and Spunky Radio Poetry Corner.
Hi, this is Spunky. I would like to read a poem by a friend of mine, Margaret Green. She's very shy and lives in a garret in Port Jefferson. It's called A Suffering Soul. The twisted trees writhe in agony. Dark, heavy clouds of disaster hang from the angered heavens as Zeus, in a raging fury, hurls his deadliest bolt. I cry, why? 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 Why is there death and pain? As I slowly turn down the Stygian path to the woods, knowing that all hope is lost.
And my heart is on the ocean with you, Johnny Doyle.
Radio Free Long Island. Thank you.
Very good, very good, very good. I love, I really love that Celtic disco, you know?
Celtic
disco. Celtic, whatever.
I was
good
told.
Stuff.
It says right here, pronounced Celtic, and some guy wrote that.
Let me see that. Well, it's pronounced Celtic if you're...
From Celtic.
If you're in certain areas of the world, but if you look in a dictionary, look in any dictionary, it'll give two pronunciations, Celtic and Celtic. I know, I've gotten into long discussions with people about this.
Yeah, after all, they don't call them the Boston Celtics, do they?
No, they don't do that.
Because they're dumb.
The National Basketball Association is not dumb.
I'm going to turn your mic off.
Well, I was about to make a concession.
I'm about to make a concession here. They may put the Atlanta team in the Eastern Division, the Western Division, I'm sorry, but that's, you know, that's no reason to say they're dumb.
Yes. Well, anyway, I have a good friend of mine who is Irish, and he says it's pronounced Celtic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've got a good friend of mine who comes from the Mediterranean. And he can't even say the word, but that doesn't mean anything because...
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
It's a fact that it's pronounced two ways.
Well, we're getting off the beaten path here. The point is that it's good music, and that's from the album Celtic Thunder. That's available on a record.
It's on Disco 45, too.
No, not
well, that song is available on a Disco 45.
Really?
The disco version.
Oh, with our little...
Well, that sounds like thunder to people out there.
Well, that's what the album is, Celtic Thunder.
Oh, that's very clever. That's very witty.
Well, listen...
There's also the dub version on the flip side. Sorry.
I'm going to have to go get the pizza, which is...
Oh, is it downstairs?
It'll be arriving very shortly.
Oh,
so
well.
You guys are going to have to take care of it without me. I'll be back in a little while.
Why don't you just go outside now and I'll take over. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you on the air? I guess I shouldn't have just walked in late.
No, believe me, it's okay. Who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, well, my name's Earl, and I'm here to fix your lights. I believe you called to say if you were out.
Yes, a few months ago, in fact.
Oh, right. Well, let me get to work, then.
Oh, please, there's no need to hurry. As long as you're here, why don't you stay and chat a while?
Well, thanks a lot for asking, but I really can't imagine what I have to talk about.
Well, what about your line of work? I'm sure there are quite a few interesting stories in the light bulb replacement field.
Nah, not really. It's kind of boring, actually.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I mean, look at all the different types of lights you have to replace in a typical working day. You have the standard light bulb. Do you do any work with fluorescent lights?
Well, yes, I do, in fact.
Oh.
Well, yeah, fluorescent lights are a little harder to carry around with you, but they're a snap to replace, and they last longer, too.
You know, there's something I've always wondered about. When a fluorescent light is about to burn out, you hear a kind of a buzzing noise while it's on. What causes that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that. I just replace the things. I don't build them.
Oh, well,
Well, if you really want to know, I could probably find you a toll-free number you can call.
Well, okay, why don't you give that to me a little later on?
Okay, sure thing.
What other kinds of lights do you work with?
Well, there's your mercury vapor lights. They give a kind of like a greenish-whitish tint, and that's for street lights and that kind of thing. And then there's your sodium vapor, which is basically phasing out your old mercury vapor bulbs.
Really?
And they're used in street lamps, and they give off a kind of like an orange light.
Oh.
I've been actually putting a few of these bulbs up around here lately.
And what's the highest you have to climb to replace a light bulb?
Oh, boy. Let's see. The highest I've gone up myself is about 10 feet. But there's some folks who've been on the force a while who've gone between 13 and 15 feet.
Wow, I have to admire your courage and dedication to your field of work, which we certainly couldn't survive without. And it was interesting talking about it.
Well, I still think it's kind of boring as hell. But if you think that's interesting, well, that's all right, I guess. I just don't find it all that appealing.
Well, I'd like to say thanks for dropping by and saying hello.
Oh, well, thank you for asking me. I mean, this could be my big break, huh? But before I forget, I'd better replace these bulbs.
Well, why don't you go do that, then? I'll just see what else we have to do here. Oh, well, why don't we take a look at the weather? It's going to be getting a little colder tonight with temperatures going down. Hey, what happened to the lights? I can't see a thing. What in the world's going on?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you, I'm going to have to turn off all these lights for a little while so I can change the bulb.
Wait, you can't do that. I'm on the air now. How am I supposed to do the show? I can't see what I'm doing.
Gee, I don't know what to tell you. I'll try not to take too long. I'll just start over. Whoa! Jeez, I'm sorry. I didn't see that.
That was a $900 cassette deck you just tripped over.
Oh, really? That's what it felt like, you know? You really shouldn't leave stuff lying all over the floor like this, especially when you don't have any lights on.
Listen, will you just do what you have to do, please? You're really starting to get in the way.
Well, I am sorry. I'll try to hurry. Do you happen to see where that large light bulb I left over here? Or?
No, I can't see anything.
Oh, there it is. Oh, gee, I think it's broken. Let me just go over here. Whoops! Ah! Oh, jeez, I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Free Long Island. Mike, you're back, finally.
I can't believe it. Look at this place.
Well, yes.
I have to get a pizza, right?
There's kind of a story behind this.
What's the glass on the floor?
Well, I'm really sorry. I didn't do it.
How come it's so dark in here?
This person came in while I was on the air to fix our lights.
Really?
And, yeah, finally, to fix the lights. Well, as you can see, that one is still out. I don't know what happened to him. He just apparently left. But he turned off all the lights and he walked back in here and he said the cassette deck on the floor there.
I was just going to say, what the hell is it doing on the floor like that?
It was on the floor. That's where you left it. And
I didn't leave it there.
Well, the reason it's on its side now is because he tripped over it and he happened to fall right on top of it, in fact.
Does it work?
Well, I don't know. I didn't have time to check it. It's a $900 cassette deck, isn't it?
I don't know if it
doesn't sound too.
I don't know.
Has rhythm anyway. I think it's trying to tell you something.
Kill it. Ooh.
Put it out of its misery.
They paid $900 for this.
You paid $900 for it. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. He turned off all the lights. He couldn't see what. He dropped the light bulb on the floor.
Really? And all this while I was downstairs getting the...
While you were downstairs. When you step out of the place, turmoil reigns.
Really?
All right, we can clean this up.
Did you see the mess by the news wire?
What'd you do over there?
Oh, it's a big mess over there.
Okay, I'll have to look into that. All right, we have 6 minutes to 2 o'clock in.
6 minutes to go.
This is Radio Free Long Island.
Of course, exclusively on 90.1 FM.
I'm Eric Corley.
And I'm Mike Juhas. And once again, we invite listener comments and feedback. Mail it to Radio Free Long
Island. Mail your comments.
Mail and checks if you
checks
want.
Checks if you want, mail checks.
You'll
we
get absolutely nothing in return. But mail it all to Radio Free Long Island.
You get a hearty thank you over the radio.
Care of WUSB, the State University of New York at Stony Brook, zip 11794. Just mark it care of Radio Free Long Island, or something like that.
It will get to us one way or the other. It might go through a few channels. Like
it'll go through the Health Science Center. It'll drop it off the roof over there. And it'll fly over into neighboring Setauket.
But it will get to us.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Well, I believe we have a another helpful public service announcement. Is that
correct?
Could that be possible?
It is
another
correct.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Another one.
Hi, gang, this is Spunky.
And Spunky, here to talk to you about restaurant etiquette.
We all like to eat out once in a while, but some people aren't good citizens when they do.
So remember, never steal food off other people's plates, especially from other tables. No matter how yummy good it looks, they might get mad.
Now, if you're dining at an all-you-can-eat establishment, you shouldn't line all your pockets with plastic bags and stuff them with food. The manager might get wise, and boy, will you be sorry.
Of course, everybody is trying to save money these days, but you shouldn't write up your own restaurant checks to cut the cost of a meal. That's not being very nice to Mr. Restaurant Owner.
Remember not to eat with your feet, cause the other patrons might get upset, even if they are clean. Always use silverware with your hands.
And at the end of a meal with a friend, don't pretend you're going to the bathroom and then sneak away, leaving your buddy to foot the bill. Otherwise, I'll bet he won't speak to you for an awfully long time.
Also, when you eat out with your friends, don't start stuffing celery up your nose just to make them laugh. Someone might choke to death, and then, boy, will you be embarrassed.
And speaking of noses, it's not considered polite to blow your nose in a napkin, especially if it's linen. So until next time, this is Spunky.
And Bunky saying whether you're dining out or dining in,
don't play with blasting caps.
Coming up real shortly, we're going to have another in a continuing series of Radio Free Long Island editorials.
And you're tuned to WUSB in Stony Brook.
Thank you.
It's springtime once again, and if you're a motorist on Long Island, or in southern Connecticut or Westchester, you've probably encountered some of the seasonal perils known as potholes. We here at Radio Free Long Island know how it hurts upon entering one of these craters, but the subject of this little essay is not potholes, but ant holes. The damage done to your automobile by ant holes is insignificant compared to potholes, but we'd like to look at the situation from another perspective, the ants. The common road ant is a true miracle of nature, being able to lift 83 times its own weight is one well-known attribute of the ant, but few of us stop to think of the remarkable society these tiny creatures have created. Indeed, the entire colony, from the worker way on up to the king and queen ant, have a little city under that little mound of dirt. But the downfall of the road ant is its habit of building their homes in the path of vehicular traffic, hence the designation road ant. Entire colonies have been lost when a stray subcompact trespassed on an anthole. So the folks here at Radio Free Long Island ask you, please, please drive carefully and save the ants.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and tell you I love you too. I love to hear you for a lie. When I'm between your thighs, you blow me away. Sit on my face and let my lips embrace you. I'll sit on your face and let you know truly. Life can be fine if we're both 69. If we sit the bed and go on the bed tonight, till we're blown away.
Well, that ended rather quickly, don't you think? You're not even there yet.
For me, actually, I would like to have heard that go on a little longer.
It was good music. How come these knobs are all full of pizza grease?
Oh, please don't say that. We have our entire engineering crew over here in a flash, positioning like that.
We need them. That was,
Thank you.
Ooh, look, come on, give me that back. This is terrible.
You can wipe that off.
With that piece of paper.
Okay, you have plenty of time to do that.
Yeah, but by then it'll be sticky.
It's sticky now.
Stickier.
I hope you're planning on using that piece of paper.
Smack in the head. Too bad this isn't video.
You're not planning to use that piece of paper.
I'm just saying, too bad this isn't video. Well.
Break quite a few picture tubes.
Yes, I guess we would.
Well, that's quite an editorial. I'm glad that somebody had the guts to say something like that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us are cruising around on our automobiles, bicycles, motorcycles, feet, without giving any concern to the ants whatsoever. I think it's something that should be said.
Right. Exactly. I'm glad we got this good chair back in here again.
Why am I so low?
You're not low.
You have my volume turned practically down to zero.
Yeah, that's better. I'm too loud now. Okay, fine. Well, listen, when I was out last week, over the phone, you just happened to say something that Harvey Hunter stopped by.
Oh,
is that true?
That's absolutely true. Harvey Hunter was, in fact, right here in our very studio.
I don't believe that.
And you missed him.
That's like a lifetime opportunity.
I have it on tape.
You didn't play for me yet. I want to hear that. you really stopped by here and you talked to him?
Yes. Spoke for him for many minutes.
Jeez, I think
I spoke for him for 5 or 10 minutes. And we shared a good laugh.
Really?
Really. Must have gone on for about 45 seconds.
That must have been something. Do you think he'll come back?
I was quite surprised. He's a very regular guy.
He said he should be. He's been on Merv Griffin and Johnny Carson often enough.
That's true.
Radio Free Long Island. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment to have somebody like that on the program.
I'll say.
Now, is he working on a film? I heard rumors he was.
Yeah, right. Week of the Whale.
Week of the Whale?
Yeah, I think it's something, he said something that the whales are going to turn into humans, or humans are going to turn into whales, or some kind of futuristic something like that.
Oh, wow, Week of the Whale. Sounds good.
Sounds great.
Week of the Whale. I can see that. It sounds like a dynamite film.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did he say he'd come back, maybe?
He said he was going to come back, and maybe he'll even be on this show. Not today. I don't think he'll be around
it's
today.
It's kind of late now.
He said he'd be in London this week.
Did he say that?
He told me before he came
London,
on mic, yeah.
So he's in London now, probably.
Yeah, let's call him up. I told you I got the bill for that phone call I made to London the other day.
Well, that was your own fault.
Well, hey, you know,
you didn't have to call the Chinese embassy in London. You did it yourself.
You represented that as being a payphone.
in London.
No, no. Frank Burgett, our chief engineer, represented that as being a payphone in England.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about this week after week. I mean, sure, we called the Chinese embassy in London. Okay, let's lay it to rest. Well, with regards to the other things going on around the area, I really don't know.
Wait a minute.
I didn't know we had a doorbell.
Why don't you go answer that?
Why don't you go answer a doorbell I didn't know we even had? Okay, well,
somebody at the door.
That's amazing. I don't believe
Hello?
That.
Hello, who is it?
Okay, wait, I'll see what that's all about. Can you handle
yeah,
things?
Yeah, I'll handle things.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. He's ringing again. I never. It was kind of amazing to me that we actually had a doorbell in this radio station. Things are supposed to be done professionally here, without studio noise and that kind of thing. And Eric, I think he's coming back now. Oh, okay.
You wouldn't believe this.
What?
Well, somebody was.
Looks like you got a tape in your hand.
I have a tape in my hand.
Where did you get that?
Somebody came to the door. I don't know where he found the doorbell. We don't have a doorbell. But he transmitted the sound into the studio somehow. He left a tape on the ground right outside. I didn't see the person.
You didn't see a person?
I just saw a tape outside the door, so I assume it has something to do with that doorbell.
Well, wait a minute. We can put this in the machine here.
Well, okay, why don't I just set it up now? Can you continue talking while I set up the tape?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what's on this tape. This is amazing. Okay, hold on a second.
Oh, boy. It's amazing. I don't know, Eric. It's really amazing to me.
I'm sorry.
He's setting that up. No, not that one. No. Don't touch that one.
Why not?
Use it on that one there.
Okay. I'm trying to do this. It should take me about a half a minute.
Half a minute, huh? Threading it up. He's threading this up. Sticking it in to the green lights on. And hear all those noises. Oh, don't break the tape.
Oh my God.
What happened? It's going all over the place. How did that? Oh boy.
It's okay.
What was that? That wasn't our editorial, was it?
It might have been.
Oh boy.
All right, this.
Oh no.
Use the other machine. We'll handle
it. Use the other machine.
Okay.
We're
all set up now.
Should we?
I never heard this. Wait a minute.
Well, none of us had ever heard it.
Obviously. Wait a minute.
Why?
This could have something to do with Sidney Schreiber.
You think so?
It's the only way to find out.
Well, that's the only thing it could pop. Really? I mean, how many?
Why would people give
it? I mean, people drop off tapes all the time for bands and things like that.
Yeah, but at 2:09 in the morning?
That's true. And they don't ring doorbells that don't exist. not usually. This sounds like something suspicious, and the only other suspicious thing going on is the kidnapping
of Sidney
Schreiber.
The disappearance of Sidney Schreiber.
This could be an answer. Well, let's play the damn tape and find out, huh?
Okay, you're going to take responsibility.
Okay, push the button.
I don't know what you want me to say, but what am I doing here?
Okay. This is Sidney Schreiber's kidnapper right here. I'm talking to you. Now listen, if you ever want to see this turkey, this so-called reporter of yours back live again, you gotta help us out. You gotta do some special things for us. It's kind of like a ransom. But we don't want any money from you. We want some special privileges from your radio station. First thing is, you gotta play Donnie and Marie, Paper Roses. You hear that, Sidney?
I hear that. I don't know what's going on. I'm sitting here in a room, and I don't understand.
Okay.
Where's my microphone? This isn't even my microphone. You took my microphone. Where is it?
I'm using it, pal. Look over here.
That's not my microphone.
This is your microphone. Look, it's got Sidney Schreiber engraved on it.
You engraved my name on it. That's not my microphone. I know my microphone. I've had it for years.
Okay. He'll be quiet for a few minutes. Now, I am using his microphone, by the way. Now, listen, pal. If you give me any more lip, I'm gonna come over here. I'm gonna fuck you. Now, certain things that we gotta get done here. Okay, now, Sidney Schreiber, he's been giving us a lot of trouble. But
I know one way we can calm him down is after you're done playing Dahlia Marie. Play something smooth by Barry Manilow. That would definitely straighten this guy out. Okay? Now, those are our first demands. We're going to get back to you a little later on.
Yeah, I like Barry Manilow.
Exactly, exactly. So if you ever want to see this clown alive again, just do as we say. Okay.
Do you think they'll play Barry Manilow? I've been asking him to play Barry Manilow.
We'll get back to you later. Bye.
This is Sidney Schreiber.
Stop.
I don't know where I am or what I'm doing. I don't...
Stop!
Oh, boy. Well,
this is truly amazing. Well, that's obviously what it was.
It's the tape we got that from the kidnappers. What are we going to do?
Well, we can't play Barry Manilow or Donnie and Marie.
Why not?
We just can't do that. I don't know why not. It's like, I mean, why can't you jump off a building? It's you know, there's no clear-cut law anywhere.
Speaking of jumping off,
don't do things like that.
I once saw you throw Barry Manilow out this window.
Oh, you mean that little 45? Well, that's irrelevant. But listen, did you hear the sound effects in behind there? What do you think he is?
I told you, I had a feeling he was far away.
You might be right. That sounded like African chants I heard, and music and drums, and I heard cows and chickens and all sorts of crazy things.
I thought I heard them too, you know. Maybe I thought I was hallucinating or something, but I wasn't really particularly sure.
Well, I'll tell you something. It fits Sidney Schreiber to be in a place like that with bongo drums and chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything more suited.
Well, wait a minute. Now, this is an important question here. Should we pay the ransom, or should we play Barry Manilow and... Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. If they are in Africa or
That's
wherever...
right.
They won't be able to hear us.
Okay, so...
We can say we played Barry Manilow.
No, wait a second. The tape was made in in Africa or wherever, excuse me. That's where they are. But they have somebody here, obviously. I mean, they just delivered the tape here a couple of minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, maybe he's still getting right down to his car, and we can say, this is Barry Manilow on USB-FM.
Well, I won't tell if you don't. And I hope no one about
we just heard
that.
From Barry Manilow, and before that, Donny and Marie, Paper Roses.
That my a favorite. Very nice song.
I like really
that
like
song.
That song.
Paper Roses. And you know, they don't make songs like that anymore. With
they never did.
Male, female singing, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a shame, though, because that song sort of promised a whole lot of things,
you know,
in the future. It never really came to be. We never saw, you know, Donny Marie putting out albums and albums and albums. Pretty much, it just stopped after a while.
Yeah, kind of just like vegetated.
Donny went his way, Marie went her way.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else went different ways.
Whatever happened to the Partridge Family?
Partridge Family, right?
Whatever happened to the Cowgirls?
The bus broke down in Utah. they haven't been seen since.
They blew a gasket or something. Whatever happened to the Cowgirls?
The Cowgirls? I don't even remember the
Cowgirls. You don't remember them, huh?
Maybe they were before my time.
Yeah, really. The Monkees, of course, you remember.
The Monkees, I remember.
With Peter Porkelson?
Yeah, yeah.
That's his real name, you know.
Peter Porkelson?
So I think that's...
No wonder he's
Porkelson or
hiding
Porkelson
behind
or
a rock
somewhere. Yeah, you know, I know somebody who did a biography on him. He was never published.
Well, now, wait, we also forgot to ask ourselves another question.
Why?
I mean, okay, we can say we played Barry Manilow and Donny Marie and all that, but... Remember the other part of the bargain. We play these things, we're going to get Sidney back.
Hmm.
Now,
but do we want him back?
That's the question I wanted to ask.
I'll be back in a second.
All right, well, you're going to run away like that, but you can't run away from reality. You can't close the door on... Well, let me just say, in the time that Sidney Schreiber has been here, which hasn't been that long, actually, about a month or two... we've had some of the most ridiculous type of scenarios develop right before our eyes. He's been beaten up in back of bars and, like we said before, thrown into the Long Island Sound. A couple of times he was almost attacked by wild animals. And come back, Mike. I'm just telling the folks how Sidney Schreiber really sort of downgrades the program.
Now, wait a minute.
As far as the man's safety goes, okay, I'm for that, but...
Really?
Well, I mean, as a human being,
positive
or something close to it, anyway.
But as far as someone reporting on this program, Radio Free Long Island, which I happen to think is a fairly respectable program, and I happen to know that certain congressmen in the area feel the same way.
Yeah, really? Name one.
I can't do that over the air.
Oh, yeah, that could be defamation of character.
Damn right. I don't know. It's a hard question. I want him to be safe, but I don't necessarily think that he serves the best interest on this program. And I think that now it does seem to be in Africa or something. It's good to say it now, and he won't get all offended.
Well, just a second ago, we were talking about songs and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And there was all sorts of songs. And have you noticed a trend recently in songs about medicine?
About medicine?
No, drug songs.
Well, they've always been drug songs.
But true medicine. Yeah, about operations and that kind of thing.
I can't say that I have, and I don't think any songs like that exist.
Oh, well, that's where you're wrong.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
The mason of the foreskin reminds me of your smile. I've had balanitis chancroid for quite a little while. I gave my heart to MSU, that lovely night in June. I ache for you, my darling, and I hope you'll get well soon. My penile warts, your herpes, my syphilitic sore, your meningeal infection, how I miss you more and more. Your dobies itch my scrapbox, a lovely gonorrhea. At least we both were lying when we said that we were clear. My clapped out genitalia is not so bad for me. After complete and utter failure, every time I try to pee, I'm dying from your love, my love. I'm your spirochetal clown. I've left my body in science, but I'm afraid they've turned it down. Gonococcal urethritis, streptococcal balanitis, meningomyelitis, diplococcal pneumonitis, epididymitis, interstitial keratitis, syphilitic chorionitis, and anterior uveitis.
And now a reading from Abnormal Psychology by Colville, Costello, and Rook.
Hi, gang! Tonight we're going to talk about surgical methods of treating mental illness. Prefrontal lobotomy. Monitor's operation, prefrontal lobotomy, consisted of severing the neural pathways between the frontal lobes and the thalamus by means of an instrument introduced through holes cut in either side of the skull. Since Monitor's work, several variations of surgical techniques have been introduced. Transorbital lobotomy. Transorbital lobotomy, introduced by Walter Freeman and James Watts, the outstanding exponents of psychosurgery in the United States, varies from the prefrontal lobotomy in its procedure of entering the brain. In this method, a sharp, slender instrument is inserted between the eyeball and the eyelid through the transorbital bone in the brain. Yuck! Topectomy. Another variation of the prefrontal lobotomy is the topectomy, developed by Lawrence Poole, which consists of opening the skull and excising or removing specific areas of the frontal cortex. Thalamotomy. In another procedure, thalamotomy, destruction of brain tissue, is accomplished by a searing electric current introduced by an electric needle passed through the skull opening. And here's my favorite, ultrasonic irradiate